सहनावतु सहनौ पुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्
नमो भगवते रमणाय। चैंट टुगेदर फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग।
कर्तुराज्ञया प्राप्यते फलम् कर्म किं परम् कर्म तज्जडम् कृतिमो ददौ पतनकारणं फलमशाश्वतं गतिनिरोधकम् ईश्वरार्पितं निश्चया कृतं चित्तशोधकं मुक्तिसाधकं कायवाङ्मनकार्यमुत्तमम् पूजनं जप चिन्तनं क्रमात् जगतीशदीयुक्तसेवनम् अष्टमूर्तिभेदेवपूजनम् उत्तमस्तवात् उच्चमन्दत चित्तजं जप ध्यानमुत्तमम् आज धारया श्रोतसा समं रिपि आज धारया श्रोतसा समं सरल चिंतनं विरलत परम सरल चिंतनं विरलत परम आज धारया श्रोतसा समं सरल चिंतनम विरलत परम।
सो इन द फर्स्ट थ्री वर्सेस रमन महर्षि हैज गिवन द टोटल कर्म योग। लेट्स से इट शुड बी ईश्वर अर्पितम नेच्छया कृतम। All your actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. Na ichya kirtam, not worshipping your ego. You have to worship Lord. Then only chitta sodakam. Then only there will be, mind will be purified. And after that you can get the gati also. Mukti also you will get through that path. Next he took the bhakti yoga. In Bhakti Yoga, he said, Kaya Vang Mana Karya Muttamam. Bolo, you do the Uttam Karya. With what? Bolo, with the three equipment you have. Kaya, body, Vang, speech, and the mind. With these three, you do the Uttam Karma. What is this Uttam Karma? So he said, Pujanam Japa Chintanam Kramat. Bolo, by body, you do the puja, and by speech, you do the japa, and by mind, you do the Chintanam. So we have seen in puja we require three equipment, in japa we require two equipment, and in chintan we require one equipment. And immediately after that he takes one by one. First he will take puja, then he takes up japa, and after that he takes a chintan. Chintan is meditation, dhyana. So puja, he says, the best puja is which one? So he says, jagat isadhi yukta sevanam. If you have got this bhav, if you have got this knowledge that this whole world is nothing but Ishwar in different form, it is Ishwar. And if you serve that jagat as Lord, then there is no vidhi, no 16 step puja, no vidhi. You just serve the world. Jagati Siddhi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrit Deva Pujanam. Bole, this world is Ashtamurti Vrit. There are eight things there. Five great elements, sun, moon, and the jiva, the experiencer. So you worship all of them as Devata. This is Dev Pujanam. Bole, next best is the Bhav. This is Gyan Pradhan Puja. Once you have got the knowledge that the whole world is nothing but Lord, then this is Gyan Pradhan. Second, you try to superimpose your bhav that this is Jagat is Lord. I am striving, I am trying. I don't have still the full abundance in the knowledge. This is called Bhava Pradhan. First was the highest was Gyan Pradhan. Next is Bhava Pradhan. And third is Kriya Pradhan. When we are doing puja of Lord, we are coming to one Ishta Devata instead of so whole world, whole cosmos, we are not able to have that bhav, then we superimpose the Lord in one form. This is Lord Krishna. That's all. Well, this is the lowest. This is Kriya Pradhan, we say. In Kriya Pradhan, there are 16 steps. There are elaborate puja also, the 16-step puja. Acha, if you can't do 16-step, come down to 5-step puja. That also we don't know. After that, he takes the japa. Bole, better than after completing this. This is the first step. Second step, he says, come to the japa. First step is easy to do. Puja is easy to do. Because we require three equipment, it is just like tricycle, riding a tricycle. Japa is a bicycle. It is a little bit difficult. But in japa, what happens? Well, we do the stutis first, na? Vishnu Sahasranam, Lalita Sahasranam, Shiva Sahasranam. These are stutis. Then we do the bhajan. These comes under the stuti. So what happens to this stuti? Bole, better than stuti is the japa. Why so? It is because in the stuti we use instruments. And in japa there is no instrument needed. So the instruments help you to concentrate. So he said no. Better than stuti and stavat, stotram, better than that is japa. So japa you start with the uccha japa. Uccha japa means parasruti gocharam. Others are able to hear. And from there, come down to manda. Manda means your lips are moving only. Swasruti gocharam. I am only listening, nobody else is listening. And slowly you come to Chittajam Jap. The Chittajam Jap, he says, is just like a dhyan. Jap dhyanam uttamam. Well, Chittajam Jap is, Raman Maharshi says, it is just like dhyan. Only you are repeating the name of the Lord. Then, now he takes up the chintan. You remember in the first verse itself, he said, first you do the puja, then come jap, then the chintan. Now he is taking the chintan in 7th verse. He says, Ajya dharaya srotsa sasamam sarala chintanam viralataha param. Well, the subtlest among all these three is your chintan. Meditation is the subtlest. Why subtlest? Because it is to be done in mind only. Mana, only one equipment is there. In japa, what happens? We are withdrawing from the world and concentrating on one name. Only one name or one mantra. Om Shivaya Namah, Om Shivaya Namah, Om Shivaya Namah, or one name, Ram, 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 Ram. We have withdrawn from the world, but we are chanting only one name. But in Chintan, what happens? We think about the other aspect of the Lord. Other aspects of the Lord means Naam, Rupa, Guna, Leela, and Dham. Five things. Naam, Rupa, Guna, Leela, and Dham. If you are thinking about that, Naam, what the Krishna means, what the Shiva means, what is the Rupa, starting from the top to the feet, or from the feet to the top, you are thinking about the Lord's form, what he is wearing, what is his clothes, Rupa, Guna, what are his qualities, Maryada Purushottam Ram, or meditating Lord Shiva, or Krishna's Leela, Dham, Vrindavan, or Ayodhya. If you are thinking about the Lord in this way, it is called Dhyan. The difference between Japa and Dhyan, have you understood? In Japa, it is only Naam. And in Dhyan, we are thinking about Lord's Naam, Rup, Gun, Leela, and Dham. This Chintan can be Saguna and Nirguna, with form and without form. So when it is with the with form, then we say Madhuram, Madhuram, Madhuram. And when it is Nirguna, we say Ekam, Adityam, Nirguna, Nirakar. So these are the indicators by which we are trying to reach that Nirguna. So this Dhyan can be Saguna or Nirguna, with form and without form. Then Chintan, he said, is two types. He is not indicating any Lord. He is not saying that you meditate on this form or this Lord. No. He is not recommending any form. Aisa nahi kaha ki Ram ki puja karo, Krishna ki puja karo. Aisa nahi kaha. Chintan, whatever your Isht Devta, you do it. So, bole, the Chintan can be Viral or Sanral. What is Viral? Viral means with interruption. When you sit on your meditation seat, you will find your mind is going out. Even if you are thinking about the Lord, it's not 100% you are thinking, sometimes it goes out. It is with interruption. So what is this with interruption? So it is said, like in India you will find sometimes in the car or buses when you ride, mostly the hired cars, it will stop somewhere. Then the people get down. Then they push the car. Then again it starts. So it is interruption. Again in TV serials, not in America, but in India, sometimes you will find, sorry for interruption. Technical difficulties, sorry for interruption. In government offices, what happens? There is interruption, you have applied for something, the file is lying on that table. Unless you put wait, you know what is wait. Unless you put Gandhiji, what is Gandhiji, that also you know. Unless you give money, which has got a photo of Gandhiji, that file will not move from that table to other table. Interruption. If you are eating peanuts or almond, all of a sudden you get sometimes bitter. Sometimes you get bitter almond or a bitter peanut. Mukha swad kharab ho gaya. I was having... These are interruptions. So this is viral. But Raman Maharshi says that continue with the viral. Don't stop. From viral, you come to the saral. What is saral? Saral is the continuous thought. It is called Saral. Viral means with interruptions. I started meditating from today. I sat on my seat, made all arrangements, and then after that, Gurudev used to say, better I should take a cup of coffee. All arrangements you made. Early morning you told your spouse and children don't disturb. I am going in that room. You close the door and made a seat. Everything is perfect. Heating, air conditioning, light dim, picture of the Lord, Guru. Everything is there. You started meditating. Then a thought came. No, I should have a cup of coffee first. Bas gaya. He says, don't interrupt there. Continue. The thought will come. Continuously there will be viral, but it will ultimately take you to saral. It will happen. Saral means uninterrupted thought of the Lord will continue. Uninterrupted thought means we are thinking about the chintan. Chintan means naam, roop, gun, lila, dham. Chintan. It is said sajatiya vritti pravaha is dhyan. Sajatiya vritti pravaha. Suppose you are seeing the book and you are thinking about the cover, the book, the pages. This is also is dhyan. The children are studying with full attention. Dhyan. A scientist is doing research with full concentration. Dhyan. A musician is practicing alap. Dhyan. A painter is painting something with full concentration. Dhyan. These are all dhyan. But when we are doing the dhyan of Lord, then we call it chintanam of the Lord. Raman Maharshi gives two examples of this saral chintanam. One is ajyadharaya. It should be like the when the ghee is poured, a liquid ghee is poured from one vessel to other, do you find any break? There is no break. Bolo, why there is no break? Why this example, ajyadharaya? Bolo, in the beginning you have to put in effort. Effort means first you have to churn the curd or set the milk or take out the butter, make the ghee, melt it, lift the can, then you pour it. It requires effort. Similarly, from viral to saral, effort is needed. But slowly it becomes effortless. Another reason why the ghee is taken as an example. In ghee there is chiknai, the oil part is there, which is represented as snigdhata, it is prem. Similarly, if the love is there toward the Lord, it will become effortless. Love has to be there. In the ghee, snigdhata is there, that represents love. Similarly, the love toward the Lord, if it is there, it will become saral. Very simple example. You, when you think about your children, chintanam, the good aspect, not the bad aspect. He has got A in mathematics, or he's good in tennis, or good, something good. What happens? You get sukh, na, at that time. Suppose if you, in the same way, loving Lord, if you think about Lord, will you not get sukh? You will get sukh there. Ajyadharaya. So start with the effort, then srotya sahasamam, like the flow of the river. There is no effort there. In ajyadharaya, there is an effort. Starting from the making of the butter, making ghee, making it liquid, then pouring. We were having difficulty when we are doing the abhishek with the ghee. We have to
melt it.
Melt it. then we could put it, the effort was needed. In Stotra Sahasranam, the flow of water, there is no effort. That is why two examples are given. So effort in the beginning is needed. From coming from viral to saral. And this is our experience. When you sit on your meditation seat, you will find your chintanam is viral with interruption. But if you start loving it, suppose a student, when he starts studying, first he has to put in effort to study. But if he starts loving the subject, it becomes effortless. So love has to come in. I love this subject. Then it becomes effortless. Suppose if I ask you, tell me what was discussed in the last class on japa or before that puja, there will be interruption. But if you practice this, if you reflect on this every day, it will become effortless. So from viral to saral, you have to put in effort. Patanjali says, Nairantare dirghakal satkar asevita dridabhumi. Nairantar, always. Dirghakal, don't say that I am trying for 1 week or 1 month, 1 year, but I am not coming out from viral to saral. Dirghakal, you have to do. And you have to continue this chintanam. Dirghakal. Satkar, satkar means with devotion, with love you have to do. Is not, don't do mechanically. It will never come. Satkar asevitam dridabhumi. If you practice this way, nairantaram, dirghakal, then with devotion, if you practice dridabhumi, Patanjali says, there will be dridabhumi. You will be abiding in that. From viral to saral, you can come. Scripture says, Mahadabdhanam, Mahadabdhanam, you will find this word in Bhajagovindam, verse number 30. After giving all the practice, Shankaracharya says, Mahadabdhanam, do it very cautiously, with full effort, but do slowly. And Gurudev used to say, hasten slowly. Don't chatpat chatpat, ki ne hua, kya hua, ap nahi hoga. No, hasten slowly, slowly, slowly. Mahadabdhanam, with very care, with utmost care, you proceed slowly, slowly. It will happen. From viral to saral, it will happen. Next verse.
Veda bhavana sohamityasau.
Veda bhavana sohamityasau.
Bhavanavida pavanimata.
Bhavanavida pavanimata.
Bheda bhavana sohamityasau. Bheda bhavana sohamityasau. Bhavanavida pavanimata. Bhavanavida pavanimata.
Bheda bhavanat. Bhavanat means dhyan, meditation, chintan, contemplation. Bheda bhavanat. Well, first people start with the bheda. Why bheda? Well, he is Ishwar, I am Jiva. He is a Sarvagya, I am Alpagya. He is Sarvasaktiman, I am Alpasaktiman. So there is always a difference. Lord is different from me. Bheda bhavanat. So always there is duality. And we don't think it is one and the same. That Ishwar and me is one and same. We don't think that way. Bheda bhavanat. that there is a Bhakta and Bhagwan. This duality is continuously there. That is existing at this point of time. Compared to Bheda Bhavanath, he says, so hum, sah aham, that I am, is Bhavani Mata, is better. So with Bheda Bhavanath, better is sah aham, I am that. Slowly he is going from Sagun to Nirgun. Like if a wave is contemplating on a bigger wave, small wave is contemplating on bigger wave. It is said as if it is contemplating on Indra Devta. A small wave is contemplating on bigger wave. It is as if contemplating on Indra Devata. If the wave is contemplating on ocean, it is considered as contemplating on Ishwar. First one was small wave contemplating on bigger wave. It is as if contemplating on Indra Devata. Superior to that is small wave contemplating on ocean. It is like as if contemplating on Ishwar. Who is Ishwar? Indra Devata is Sagun Sakar. It is with a gun and with a form. Ishwar is Sagun Nirakar. Vashpan was, Indra Devata was Sagun Sakar, with quality and with form. Ishwar is Sagun Nirakar. It has got the quality but no form. Third one is, if the wave is contemplating on water, then it is contemplating, is considered to be contemplating on Brahman. Because the wave and the water is one and the same. It is contemplating on Brahman. The first one, small wave, contemplating on bigger wave. Small wave, contemplating on ocean. It is as if contemplating on Ishwar. First one was Sagun Sakar. Next was Sagun Nirakar. And the third one? Nirgun Nirakar. Got the difference? When contemplating on the water, as if it is contemplating on Nirgun Nirakar. So the best one is Nirgun Nirakar. When we start our contemplation with the duality, it should ultimately culminate into identity. Love. Love will identify. So long there is duality, Tattva Bodh says that you have to take Janma again and again. So long there is duality, Tattva Bodh says that you, Tattva Bodh says means Shankaracharya says, so long you have got the duality that Bhakta and Bhagwan are two different things, you have to take birth again and again. You see, what we have to see is the essence and the identity. What is the identical thing or essence in that? From upadhi wise, we are different. He has got different upadhi, mine is different upadhi. But in essence, we are one and same. In different community, if you see he is Muslim, he is Christian, or he is Hindu, there will be always disturbance, quarrel. But if you start seeing the common thing in all of them, then there will be peace. If I start seeing the common thing in me and common thing in the Lord, I will find one thing which is common. So ultimate goal is to reach to that common thing. In the Bhakti Shastra, how the distance between the Lord and me is reduced is said in this way. First, our statement is Tasya Aham, I am His. Lord is somewhere else. I am His answer. He is different from me. Third person, I am His. Second statement comes Tabaham. मैं आपका हूं, एज इफ द लॉर्ड इज स्टैंडिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी. तस्य अहम इज थर्ड पर्सन, आई एम हिज. तबाहम, आई एम योर, सेकंड पर्सन. एंड द थर्ड इज सोहम, फर्स्ट पर्सन. सो दिस वे यू हैव टू रिड्यूस द डिस्टेंस इन बिटवीन भक्त एंड भगवान. फर्स्ट स्टेटमेंट, I am His. Tasya Aham. Second, Tavaham, I am yours. As if the Lord has come down to you and standing in front of you. Main aapka hoon. First statement, Main unka hoon. And the last one, Soham. There is identity in it. Hanuman ji said this beautifully, Deha buddhyat dasoham, from the body level, O Lord, I am your servant. He is telling to Ramji, from the body level, I am your servant. Jeeva buddhyatam ansakam, bala as a jeeva, bala I am your part. From the body level, I am your servant. As a jeeva, I am your ans, a part. Atma buddhya tavevaham. But from the standpoint of Atma, bola, we are one. There is no difference. Ittesa dridamati. Hanumanji says, this is my dridamati, firm conviction. So first we have to choose a bhav. Bhav means we have to establish a relationship with the Lord. What relationship? You can have him as a friend, like Arjun, Sakha Bhav. Or you can have as a father, he is my father. Or you can have him as a husband, like a Mirabai, Mere to ye pati, aur dusro na koi. Or like Hanumanji, you can have a Das Bhav. It is said the best Bhav is Das Bhav. It reduces your ego to minimum level. Daso bhav. Bole, first you have to do this bhav. Gopi had the gop bhav. And Lord is Gopal. All are gopis. Lord is Gopal. In the Vrindavan, everybody consider himself gopi. Who is the Lord? Bole, Lord is. Lord Krishna is Gopal, or he is the Lord. He is the only male there, and all human beings there are gopis. They all have the gopi bhav. Slowly, slowly, you from the bhed bhav, you have to come to abhed bhav. Once you start, first you have to have the relationship, some bhav you have to do, and after that, bhed bhavna, you have to come to abhed bhavna. This is the process you have to follow. Shankaracharya went to Vrindavan, so he was taking dip in Yamuna, so he was saying, soham, 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 and all other people of Vrindavan, those who were taking bath, they were saying, dasoham, 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 dasoham. So people started saying, Are, why are you saying soham, soham, soham? You also chant dasoham, dasoham, dasoham to Shankaracharya, they are saying. And Shankaracharya says, yes, I started with dasoham, dasoham, but your Krishna is a chore. He has taken the da, the first letter. So if you take from dasoham, the what remains? Soham. Bola, what can I do? He has taken away the. I was saying dasoham, dasoham. But now I have become soham, soham, soham. So bhed bhavana is the sagun. And abhed bhavana is nirgun. So from sagun we have to come to nirgun. So what is this upasana? What is this chintan? What is this thinking? So it is nikrishta vastuni utkrishta bhavana. Nikrishta vastuni utkrishta bhavana is called upasana. This is statue is actually marble. But we are saying this is Krishna. Nikrishta vastu. Marble is a stone only. In stone, what we have done? Utkrishta bhavana, this is Krishna. So all forms of the Lord, either we use stone or clay or metal or wood, they are all nikrishta vastu. But we have put utkrishta bhavana in that. So that is called upasana. Like in shivling, we think it is Shiva. Or in salagram sila, we say this is Vishnu. These are all stones. But we have put this is utkrishta bhavana, that this is Lord Shiva. Pavani mata. Pavani mata, he says, is the parabhakti. When you get the identity with the Lord, when you and Lord become one, it is called parabhakti. Pavani mata here means parabhakti. So from the bheda bhakti, bhakta and bhagwan, we have to reach up to parabhakti. Pavani mata means parabhakti. In parabhakti, there is identification with the Lord. In bhakti, it is normally said, first bhakta wants to reach to the place of the Lord. Unke dham mein pehle jayenge. I want to go to Vrindavan. Then we call it salokya. First a bhakta want to go to lok of Lord. Then after salokya, I want to be samipya. I want to come close to him. Lok means it's a big place, Vrindavan. Then I want to go to the temple of the Lord, samipya. After reaching samipya, he wants to become sarupya. Like in Dwarka, you will find all pandas wearing the same dress like the Lord. Ekdam pila, ekdam lal. Same color. Sarupya. And the fourth is Sayujya. He wants to get united. Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya, and Sayujya. These are four stages. Ultimately, Parabhakti will unite you. So all path, karma, bhakti, jnana and yoga, they reach to the same destination, but their starting points are different. You must be very, very clear about it. If somebody is doing karma, don't criticize. Because he will be also reaching to the same place where the bhakti person or the devotee will reach. Karma yogi will also reach the same place. So his starting point is karma. What type of karma? Not sakam karma. Niskam karma, Ishwar arpit, the Lord has come into his life. In sakam karma, Lord has not come into your life. You are worshipping your own ego. But when you are doing it for the happiness of the Lord, then the Lord has come into your life. So karma yoga, starting point is karma. In bhakti, what is the starting point? Starting point is puja. Start with the puja. Kriya pradhan, bhav pradhan, jnan pradhan. Then come to the jap. Uccha jap, manda jap, and chitta jam jap. After that come to dhyan, chintanam. Chintanam first is the viral chintanam, then comes the saral chintanam. In viral and saral, there will be again bheda bhavanat, abheda bhavanat. Bheda bhavanat means there is a difference between bhakta and vadvan. Bheda bhavanat. Abheda bhavanat, there is no difference. It's united. We are one. Bhakti mark will go this way. So the karma mark has got a starting point different, but reaching the same point where the bhakti mark is also going. Then the yoga mark, ashtanga mark, ashtanga mark also will reach there. So they have to follow 8 steps which we'll take up in our succeeding sessions. They will reach dhyan there. In jnana mark, what is the starting point? Sravan, manan, nididhyasana. Nididhyasana is sabhikalp samadhi, sabhikalp dhyan. In ashtanga mark, last point is dhyan. In bhakti mark, last point is again identity with the Lord. Karma mark, starting with the karma, he will also reach the same place. In bhakti mark, in the Lord has said, dadami buddhi yogam, ultimately you have to get the knowledge. These all paths will purify your mind. But the ultimate is, you have to get the knowledge of the self, tadami buddhi yogam. So how bhakti takes up to the bhakta ultimately, we have seen. How we start with the puja, from kriyapadan, bhapradan, we have already just now explained. Then, slowly you will come to, from sagun to nirgun you have to come. It is the one and same, like if you say water and eyes. Ice has got a form, but water has got no form. But it is one and same. Another example given by Mahatma, like you all are Bal Bihar teachers. Suppose you go in a class where your child is also there. So what he will call? All children are calling you auntie at that time. Your son will also call auntie. But at home, are you auntie or mother? Yeah, mother. Is that 2 different person? No. It's the same person. Sagun Ram, Dasarath Putra Ram. And Nirgun Ram, Atma Ram. It's the same thing that we have to understand. So, what is the difference between concentration and meditation? People say, na, hum concentrate kar rahe hain. Concentration is only bringing your mind to one topic, one thing. Like, suppose you are seeing a flower, concentrating on flower. What is in front of you? In concentration we say ekagrata. The Hindi word is ekagrata. Ek agra. In front of me there is one thing. What is that? Flower. But if I start thinking about the color of the flower, its fragrance, its softness, then it becomes chintan. You got the difference between flower, concentration. I am concentrating, I am seeing the flower. I am not seeing other flowers. Only one flower I am seeing. It is concentration. I have withdrawn and concentrating on one object. But now I start thinking about that object. The color of the flower, its fragrance, its softness, petal. Then it is chintanam, meditation. So there is a difference between concentration and meditation. And what is yoga? Yoga Patanjali says chitta vritti nirodha. In this also we are reaching the same point. In bhakti yoga, we started with the puja, different type of puja. Second step is japa. Third is Batao, you have seen your parents, grandparents in your life, and you might have seen they have done puja, 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 whole life. or studying scripture, I will read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita or Ramayana, something. Whole life did the same thing. Or somebody is doing only mala mala, jap, 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 jap. But the people don't know that you have to graduate from puja to jap to. And in chintanam, what will happen? Well, at one point of time, you need the grace of Lord. Like you need grace of Lord every night when you go to the sleep. I am going to sleep, I am going to sleep, I am going to sleep, I am going to sleep. And then ultimately you are sucked into the sleep. It is not in your power. It is the grace of the Lord which you are getting every night. You are sucked into. Similarly, in this chintan also, you will start with the bheda bhavana. Then there will be viral and saral. In abheda bhavana also, there will be viral and saral. Viral means with interruption. And slowly with effort, it will end into saral. Similarly, in the abheda bhavana, you will have viral to saral. So, chitta vitti niyodha, ultimate goal is that. Soham, soham, soham. So what is this soham? Should I do the japa of soham? Will it give me any merit? No. Zero. No merit. Soham jap karne se kuch nahi hoga. It is not Ram, 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 Ram. Ram, Ram karne se you will get some merit. Ratnakar got married even when he said Mara 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 and ultimately became Ram 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 Ram. But Soham Soham Soham, no credit for Soham. Acha, if I do the pranayam, how many of you know the pranayam of Soham? They say when you inhale and if you close your eardrum, then you will find a sound so inside. And when you exhale, then there is a sound hum. You can do it at your home. So you take, you close the both this thing and close this way and take a deep breath. So you will find what so is coming. So hum. So even if you do the pranayam, soham, soham, kuch nahi hone ka hai. Only when you understand the meaning of soham, that he is me, then you will get liberated. To soham ka jap karne se kuch nahi hoga. Soham ka pranayam karne se kuch nahi hoga. When you understand the meaning that sa aham, I am that, then it will happen. So hum. Mahatma says, prathama pratima puja jap strotadisi madhyama uttama manasi puja soham pujo uttamam. Prathama pratima puja. First you have to start with the pratima puja. Then jap strotadi madhyama. Stotra and jap is madhyam. According to Raman Maharshi, better than stotra is jap. And I already told you ki even if you are doing business sahasranam, it is not japa. You are taking the name of many, many names of the Lord. It is not one name. You got the difference? Vishnu Sahasranam, there are 1,000 names. Chanting of Vishnu Sahasranam is stotra. It will come in the stotra. It's not Krishna Krishna. It's different. Krishna 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 jap is different jap. But this is stotra. Better than this is japa. One name. Not 1,000 names, one name. Sotradasi Madhyama, Uttama Mansi Puja. So if you're doing it in the mind, well, this is Uttam. But what is Sarvottam? It says Soham Puja Uttamam. Well, the best is Soham. Soham means what? Not japa, not Soham pranayam. Soham puja means that he and me as one and same. So from start with the Bhed Bhavanas and slowly we will come to Abhed Bhavana. There is no difference between me and Lord. There are two more in the bhakti. We will take it up in our next session. Om Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gopyo Hari. Do you have any question what we have studied in Bhakti so far or even Karma Yoga also? Any doubt? Your knowledge should be doubt free.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking it is more different between concentration and contemplation. This meditation is in meditation, not that thoughts like when you have to think about.
In meditation, we are thinking about the Naam, Roop, Guna, Dila, Dham. In concentration, only one flower I am seeing. I am not thinking about its color, its fragrance, and its all the other qualities. Similarly, when we are thinking of the Lord, in His form, His Roopa, His dress, His flute, and or His Leela in Vrindavan, or His guna, then it is chintanam. And from that chintanam, actually what happens, when you start concentrating on Lord, the thought always mind goes out. So what we have to give the more bigger arena to mind. So when we give bigger arena, what happens? You start thinking about the Leela. Then you will find it is you are engrossed. You are thinking about Lord, this Leela, that, but the mind is on the Lord only. From that portion, slowly we have to come and concentrate and become Abhed. Like you have seen in Bandar Nach, we say, monkey play.
You don't see
in India. India, you will see. What they have got a big rope. So first the monkey will circle a big rope, big circle. Then slowly he will start pulling the rope. The monkey will come close. Similarly, your mind is a monkey only. Man is a monkey. So first you have to give him a big arena. Slowly you have to draw closure. And after that, the monkey when comes, he gives him something to play with or to make jump, ek chota sa lati de diya, bola jump. Now he started obeying the master. Similarly, your mind will also start obeying. At present, what is our position? He is master, I am servant. Mind is master, I am servant. Hona kya chahiye? I am master, mind is servant. Up to this position we have to come.
So in the meditation, when you think about everything, about God, not just looking, the gunas, everything, that is saguna upasana. So then how
It is parabhakti, it will, identity will come. You can go through saguna, you can go through nirguna. And saguna will ultimately will merge into parabhakti. That is, it will come. You will become one with the Lord. That is why I said that the distance will start reducing. But so long you have got the bheda bhavana, you are, it's not a supreme devotion. Supreme devotion means in the love there will come identity. Like you and your child is one because of the love. Mother and child is one because of the love. Similarly, the same love will identity, you will get the identity with the Lord also. But we don't have the capital of love with us. The whole love, whatever the capital of love we have got, we have invested. Where? Bahar mein. Now no more capital is left. Even if we want to love Lord, that love is not there. So we have to restart. How can we do it? Withdraw from the world, take out the some capital of love from the world. No? Redeploy it. To hoga. I was telling ki, because I am loving my child, I love my child, I get happiness. Even if he is not present, I am thinking about my child, I get happiness. Now if you start loving the Lord, you will be happy. Meera said, I need nothing. Left the palace, left husband, everything left. Mere to girdhar gopal aur dusra unne identity come. In parabhakti, it is identity. Ultimately, this bhed bhakti will result into abhed bhakti. That is how the Raman Maharshi is telling you. Start from this, slowly, 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 slowly. You have to remember the steps. Puja, kriya pradhan, bhava pradhan, jnana pradhan. Come to jap. Step number one over. Step number two. Jap, uccha. Why uccha? Because if you start doing the uccha, then your mind will not go anywhere. In the starting point, if you start with the chitta jap, it will not happen. Uccha jap. Then slowly to madhyam, madhyam to chittajam in mind. Then it will, ajapa jap will continue. Even if you are not thinking, the ajapa jap like tanpura, it will go on continuously, ajapa jap will continue. After jap, chintan. The chintan, Raman Maharshi says, biral sarav. Why all these steps? These are all purifying you, you know. These are all purificatory matters. Then your mind, when it's pure, then from viral, when you sit on the meditation seat, it will be, interruptions will be there. Mind going out to object, emotions and thought in the world. From viral, with effort, come to saral. Saral means continuous thought is there. One thought continuing, sajati vritti prabha. This, how long you have to practice? Nairantar, dirghakal, asevita, with devotion, you have to do it. Then you get a dhrida bhumi there. And this one thought will merge. This is going to come in the next verse. You got it now, the roadmap?
So you do the puja part first, or do you can start both?
Hmm?
Do the Do they suggest doing puja part only first, or do puja and
japa? You can do puja jap. You can do it, yeah, definitely. But you have to start puja.
Puja you have to start.
Puja you have to start. Either you do 5-step puja or 16-step puja, you have to start with the puja. Kriya pradhan, bhav pradhan, jnana pradhan. At this point of time, we don't think the whole jagat is Lord. No. So we have to consider He is Lord. Then slowly we have to come up. So how it will become one? It is coming in the next. how it will merge into the parabhakti, you and the Lord become one, it will come. In the next verse it is coming.
Prasad, I'll bring prasad, okay?